Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, we're at Ladd People Stadium between practice sessions, and we're joined by Bills General Manager Brandon Bean. Last 2 years, one of the drafts you were involved with, 9 draft picks played in the Senior Bowl, 9 Bills draft picks. What do we learn from that? What does that tell us about the groups here and the players that have been here?
Yeah, I think there's a certain maturity level with drafting seniors and guys that are here are ones that maybe weren't always, you know, the five-star, the blue-chip player. They've had to overcome an obstacle and maybe injury obstacles. For whatever reason, with so many underclassmen coming out, they weren't rated high enough or felt their draft stock was high enough to come out early. And you see guys who have matured, sometimes they're 1 to 2 years older than the underclassmen. So there's something appealing, you know, with the culture that we're trying to build to that. But it's, I can't say it's an intentional, we're only drafting seniors. It, you know, may just be the way it worked out.
Is there access here that you get that makes them more interesting to you, maybe, you know, access for meeting room? I know you do a lot of meeting stuff at night.
We do a lot of interviews, and we try and get as, you know, our hands on as many guys as you can. So I do feel that we probably know more about the seniors. Also, we have all fall long, our scouts have been gathering information on these guys, where as the juniors, most of the schools don't really give you a lot of detail about them because, A, they don't know they're coming out, and B, they don't want them to come out. So they're trying to keep them. But so at this point of the year, we know a lot more about the seniors than we do all these underclassmen.
You have 10 picks right now in this year's draft. That makes it critical, I would think, right? You must look at it that way. We got some work to do.
Yeah, definitely. You can have all the picks you want, but if they're bad picks, it does you no good. So there comes a responsibility with 10 picks. And while I'm excited about it, our staff, we talk about how important it is to hit on as many of these as we can, because every one you hit on changes the shape of our team.
Do you look at the 10 picks you have right now as 10 players, or do you look at them as like 10 assets? We might do something else with those picks.
Yeah, I look at it as currency. I don't worry about how many we get. If it's 7, 8, 9, 5, whatever it is, we got to hit on these guys and make them good Buffalo Bills.
We're a little bit more than 3 weeks away from the end of last season. Personnel-wise, what have you spent your time on? Assessment of needs? Is that pretty much what goes on after the season ends?
Yeah, you got to know your own roster. So we spent the first couple weeks just looking at film, going back, looking at early season tape. You know, did guys get better as the season along? Did some of the older guys, did their play drop a little bit, maybe due to age or injury, things like that? And then know your own roster. And then last week I went to the East-West to start getting, a feel for those seniors. And then this week, the Senior Bowl. Next week we'll go back to free agency, though. So it's kind of a flip-flop back and forth. Obviously the combine's in a month. So between now and then we'll go back and forth between the draft and free agency.
In determining your needs and assessing your team, you got scouts to do that too, but how much input do coaches get, position coaches?
No, they do, because I want them to put, on the line of how they see each player. And what one of the things that's hard is, because these guys are living in individual meeting rooms with them all year long, and they're asking them to do tough things and, go out there and go to war, so to speak.
Sure.
To put your personal feelings aside and give me your honest assessment of where this player is. Don't worry about their family if you go out to dinner with all that. I need to know exactly what you see and what his fit would be going forward. And, we as personnel, we have our own, and it's a little easier for us. We're close to them, but we're not quite that close. So sometimes we're in unison. Sometimes there's a little gray, and we have to keep working through it.
The outside assessment is your team needs offense. Do you see that as well? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, we need good football players, but we know statistically that offensively we didn't rank as well as we wanted, didn't put up, the points and the production. It improved late in the year, which, was good to see, but we know, where the holes are and what we got to do, and that's what's exciting.
I heard Jim Nagy, the director of the Senior Bowl, say there's good talent interior offensive line. Do you see that as when you look at this group initially?
Yeah, I think there is some talent here. We're getting to know these guys, and I know we brought our O-line, our new O-line coach down here Bobby Johnson, and we brought Brian Daboll down here, and they started last night meeting some of the guys on their own. Tonight we're going to bring them in and watch a little film with them. So I do think there's some guys on tape that are intriguing, and it'll be good tonight to sit down with them and see their knowledge of the game.
What a difference to come here, and even for Bills fans, I think, to think about personnel, to think about offseason needs, and not have to think about quarterbacks. Your quarterback room is set, all three of them, really.
Yeah, it's definitely a different than 12 months ago, and you sleep easier at night. As I said earlier, we were at the 21st pick, and we knew there were some good players there, but just didn't know how I was going to get up and where I needed to get, to get the player that we wanted, and it all worked out. We got Josh, and now we can build around him.
Did you have any flashbacks sitting here today? Like a year ago, I was sitting there watching Josh thinking, how am I going to move up and get that guy?
No, it's funny. I was sitting with Joe Shane a while ago, and we were talking about last year a couple of the quarterbacks dropped a couple snaps. And I was like, I remember, Josh and Baker and Mason Rudolph, some of those guys all having some jitters the first day, and they calmed down day two, day three, and played well in the game. So it is funny 12 months later.
Yeah. You mentioned free agency. We're about 7 weeks away from the start, March 13th. How do you guys prep for that? What do you do to get ready for free agency?
Well, we've been watching, we've been going back and forth, but our pro scouts are back there right now, and they're setting – we do a draft board for pro, too, and we have different grades, and we put all sorts of tags on them on what the things that we know about them, character. We're just like we do in the draft. We're trying to find out as much as we can about these guys through the different resources we have around the league and teams. And next week when I get back from here, we're going to start in-depth meetings, so we'll kind of put the college stuff on pause for about 2 weeks and focus on free agency, and then the college scouts are going to come back and we'll flip the switch back to the draft.
You made it pretty clear, you're talking to media here in Mobile this week, that as important as free agency can be and you've got some money to spend, the draft is really where your head is at. That's really what you're focused on.
Yeah, I truly believe that. That's just the philosophy that I think works best, to draft, develop, and sign your own. And we've got cap room, and we're going to use it to try and fill some holes. But we also have to be wise with our money, so that when, these guys that are heading into year three and four, Tredavious and that class, and Matt Milano, all those guys, when they come up, that we have money to spend. So we can't just go and spend all our cap money now, or we'll be back in the same spot, and then we're going to be watching some of our own that we grew walk out the door, which is not what we want. So we will use our money, and we'll fill some holes, but we want to continue to draft, develop, and sign our own.
Good luck to you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.